This is Eagle 1490 AM WLCX La Crosse and streaming everywhere on the Civic Media app.
ABC News, I'm Michelle Franzen. Eight new members have been appointed by RFK Jr. to sit on the CDC Vaccine Advisory Board panel.
The health secretary calls it a major step toward restoring public trust in vaccines, having earlier this week dismissed all 17 former members of the Advisory Committee for Immunization Practices. Robert F. Kennedy Jr. has named eight replacements. Some of the names will raise eyebrows. One, Dr. Robert Malone, has been repeatedly accused by fact-checkers of making misleading claims about the safety and effectiveness of COVID vaccines. Other appointees have aired similar skepticism.
ABC's Stephen Portnoy. Los Angeles police preparing for another night of protests against immigration raids. LA's mayor says a curfew remains in place. The state is suing the Trump administration to stop the deployment of federal troops. Demonstrations also spreading to other cities. Texas Governor Greg Abbott mobilizing the state's National Guard as a preemptive measure. And stocks today ending down over tariffs. Concerns over impact on the economy. This is ABC News.
Your news, conversations, and a whole lot of fun. It's all on your local Civic Media radio station or the Civic Media app.
For 1490 WLCX, I'm Jimmy Cuska. The Wisconsin DPI is making sure children are fed even while school is out for the summer. With more, here's Civic Media's Joanne Krulatz.
Amanda Cullen with DPI says the agency has an online service to locate those free meals near you.
There's a summer meals finder that if they put their address in, it will show the sites that are near them. And then they can contact the sponsors to find out, you know, the dates and times that they're offering meals.
You can find out more and find that program online at dpi.wi.gov.
Funding for the free lunches comes from the USDA. A full list of summer meal programs for kids in Wisconsin can be found on the DPI website or by calling 211. Who will run for governor next year? The current governor isn't ready to announce his plans yet. With more, here's Civic Media's Joanne Krulatz.
A breakdown in negotiations over a tax cut and other spending measures in Wisconsin threatens to put the 2026 race for governor on hold, with the Democratic incumbent saying he won't announce his decision on seeking a third term in the swing state until after a budget deal is done. Wisconsin is poised to be in the national political spotlight again next year, with the race for governor and a fight over control of the legislature.
Currently, only two candidates have officially declared their candidacy. Republican Josh Schoeman and Democrat Zachary Roper are the first two in the mix. 98 schools across Wisconsin received a DPI honor for achievement, progress, or impact for last school year. The schools of recognition include Arcadia Middle School, Independence Elementary School, and Wattiewaukee Center Junior High School. Schools eligible for the recognition must be receiving Title I federal funding, meet or exceed expectations on the school report card, and meet or exceed 95% test participation among all students. You can see the full list of schools receiving recognition on the DPI website. Download the free Civic Media app now at civicmedia.us/app. For 1490 WLCX, I'm Jimmy Cuska.
The Brewers fall to the Braves. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. The Brewers lost to the Braves today, 6-2. Milwaukee right-hander Chad Patrick struggled on the mound, giving up the first five runs. Manager Pat Murphy.
You know, he's been so great for us. He's a rookie. He's never faced being in that spot, so maybe that's going to be a good learning experience for him. We still have full confidence. He still got through five.
So the Braves leave town, winning the series 2-1. The Brewers beginning a four-game home series tomorrow night against the St. Louis Cardinals. NBA Finals, the Pacers, led by Oshkosh native Tyrese Halliburton, hosting the Thunder tonight. That series tied one game apiece. NFL at the Packers minicamp. Wide receiver Bo Melton asked what his brother, Max Bolton, a defensive back for the Cardinals, had to say when he learned that he was trying out at defensive back.
Yeah, so when he seen it, he called me like, what the hell are you doing? Just because, you know, I've been playing wide out. This is something that, you know, came up. I'm going to, you know, give it a shot.
That's the Packers' Bo Melton with sports. I'm Mike Clemens.
You can always continue the conversation on social media. Share your thoughts when you find and follow Civic Media on Facebook, X, and Instagram.
I'm meteorologist Mace Michaels. A severe thunderstorm watch continues west of La Crosse. Scattered showers and thunderstorms tonight. Some could be strong with large hail and brief gusty winds. Heavy rainfall also a possibility. A low within a few degrees of 60. More storms possible tomorrow. Right now it's 80.
For 75 years, the Muscular Dystrophy Association's voices have thundered through the halls of Congress.
For 75 years, we've willed the impossible into existence.
For 75 years, the MDA community has pushed the science,
shifted the narrative,
and established the field of neuromuscular medicine.
And until that day, when this is all a thing of the past,
you couldn't stop us if you tried.
Join us and celebrate 75 years of breakthroughs at MDA75.org.
The Todd Albaugh Show.
Ken, as I like to call him, my least favorite Martin,
chairman of the Democratic National Committee.
The other night I said to myself for the first time, I don't know if I want to do this anymore.
Matt Flynn.
You go into combat and the general goes, I'm afraid. He reminds me of the coach of the Jets back in the 90s. The other team would come on the field and say, boy, they look big. No, I swear to God. And the Jets lost 12 games. I mean, right? You can't have this kind of stuff. Get this guy out of here. Put in Ben Wickler.
The Todd Albaugh Show. Weekdays 2 to 4 on your local Civic Media radio station. And on the app, Jane Mattenair and Greg Bach.
Does President Trump have legal authority to send in troops when the governor doesn't ask for it? Jim Santel will break that down. Also, weather and wine with Brittany Merlone. We talk sports with J.R. Ratcliffe. Don't miss
Mattenair on air, weekday mornings 9 to 11. This is the talk of La Crosse, Eagle 1490 AM. Broadcasting live from the Civic Media Studios in Green Bay, this is Nightlight with Pete Schwabba, your inside source on everything entertainment from Wisconsin to Hollywood. And now, a guy whose house has an actual wiggle room, Pete Schwabba.
Welcome to Nightlight, ladies and gentlemen. I've been waiting for you. So glad you're finally here. It is Wednesday night in the beautiful state of Wisconsin, and it's supposed to be summer. I don't know if it feels like summer to you. It doesn't necessarily to me, but it's still a beautiful night because we're all here together, and we've got some things to talk about, maybe some laughs to be had, lots of great stuff going on here tonight at Nightlight. Hope you had a great day. Great to have you here on the show, and I hope we can help you wind down from whatever your day brought you. Even if you had a lot of laughs already, let us inform and hopefully share a few smiles. Conrad, how you doing? How was your birthday?
Yeah, it was good.
Yeah?
Yeah.
So usually you're here a couple minutes after me every night, at least. I'm out the door by like 7:59 and 30 seconds. And last night, you made track so fast getting out of here. I thought, you're not just going home. You're going out to party with some friends and they're waiting for you.
No, I went home.
Really?
I told you I was going to go to the store, grab some chicken, and make it. That's exactly what I did.
You didn't even get, like, takeout on your birthday? I would have sprung for that. I would have gotten you some fish tacos at Hagermeister Park or something like that, or the Heights.
I didn't want to spend that much money.
Okay. Even if it wasn't yours? All right.
Yeah.
You're just that kind of guy. That's awesome. Well, I'm glad you had a good birthday. I know you're celebrating, actually, this Monday. I'm sorry, this weekend, and that sounds like a lot of fun. So we've got a great show tonight. This is exciting. Tonight, we've been talking a lot about Sydney Sweeney's Dr. Squatch product, which is a soap called Bath Time Bliss, I think, and it's Sydney Sweeney's bath water that they use to add to actual soap. So fellows or women or whomever wants to smell like Sydney Sweeney's bath water can use the soap, and it is quite expensive. What did we say? How much was it?
It now goes for like $1,000-something.
Per bar?
Yeah.
Or case?
No, they don't sell cases, actually. They only sell it by one.
They sell it by the bar.
Yeah.
And it's $1,000 a bar.
Yep.
And no one is using it to cleanse themselves.
Nope.
That's so
just smell
strange.
It. I went to Target a couple days ago, just was like, maybe they have it. No, they didn't.
Yeah, I don't think Target is.
No.
You know what's weird? Like, there's no way it's even her bath water. I mean,
no,
it's not. It's probably nothing, or it's probably the guy, like some dude's bath water.
I'm thinking they got one little small tube of it and put one drop in every one.
Probably, I'm sure. Because what is she supposed to do? Bathe all day?
I mean, if you saw the photo shoot they did, she was in a bathtub.
Right. You had me at bathtub.
So maybe the bathtub from the photo shoot. You're like, all right, Sydney, get out. We're going to collect the samples.
Now Doug the janitor's going to hop in and get his hairy back all over the water. I just don't think there's no way they're doing that. It's just a big whatever. There's probably like three bars. So technically it's not
fraud, you know, they're like, anyway, we've got an actual executive. Bob Bremerton is going to be here at 6:35, and he oversees Sweeney Products LLC, I think it's called. We were able to get Bob. He's happy to come on and talk about some other products that Miss Sweeney will be selling that all, I assume, other products involve parts of her body or I don't know, bodily fluids, whatever it is. But we'll talk to Bob at 6:35 and he'll give us the rundown. And maybe if you want, you got to get in on these products earlier. Because remember, like 2 weeks ago, Conrad, it was only $50 a bar or something like that, which is still outrageous. But
yeah, now it's just reselling like hotcakes, you know?
Yeah. And wow, I stopped myself from making a terrible joke. So anyway, Bob will be here at 6:35. That'll be fun. We'll talk about some other Sydney Sweeney products that maybe you can get in on. And, you know, Father's Day is this weekend. Maybe your husband or significant other wants to, you know, be reminded of Sydney Sweeney on Father's Day. So we'll talk about all of that at 6:35 with Bob. Then our pal, Rich Tallarico. Rich is a Key and Peele writer. He's written for Mad TV. And I think Rich, last time he was here, said he did a season on Saturday Night Live, too. So Rich is hilarious. We'll talk to Rich. Maybe we'll get his take on the Sydney Sweeney bathwater soap dealio. And then Rich has a new product in the work, a project, I should say, in the works. And he's going to tell us all about that, too. That's at 7:06. What are we talking there? 6:49, right, Conrad?
Mm-hmm.
No, yeah. 6:52. And we'll keep Rich for a couple segments through the news. That'll be fun. Rich is always a blast. Those of you who don't know, Rich wrote the substitute teacher sketch for Key and Peele, which is hilarious. Do we still have a snippet of that?
Yeah.
Let's see if we can find it. Maybe we can play it after the break. But Rich will be here at the end, near the end of the first hour. And then, this is exciting too, folks. Christina Laurie will be here. She's the editor of Up North News, and she... You know, Up North News makes Wisconsin fun. They put something out every day that is interesting. I don't know if it's a new way to look at the news or just a more fun way to look at the news, but it informs and it's just, it's enriching. It's fun to read about our state. And we're going to ask Christina about the best brats in Wisconsin, the best old fashions. We'll do kind of a summer theme. And she also did something recently about the 6 best beaches that are like ocean beaches here in Wisconsin. So we'll talk to Christina at 7:20. And that's the show, ladies and gentlemen. Before we go any further, though, it would be horrible if I didn't inform you about our Civic Media Scotty Summer Text to Win contest. I know most of you probably listen to Civic Media throughout the day and are aware of this, but just in case you didn't know, you need the Civic Media app to play. I'm sure most of you already have that anyway. And it's so simple. At 7 a.m., 11 a.m., 2 p.m., or 4 p.m., just text in the keyword at those 4 times, and you are entered to win hourly prizes, which consist of $100 cash and Milwaukee Brewers club-level seats. You cannot beat that. All you have to do is text in on the app a keyword. It's so simple. And by doing so, you're automatically entered into our grand prize round, which involves 2 summer trips, 1 to Door County and 1 to Baraboo, 2 beautiful spots in our state. And we're even throwing in gas money. Conrad, should we pump the gas for people or should we just give them the money and let them do it themselves?
You know, we're already giving them the money, so.
That'd be too needy, right?
Yeah, they can get out of the car.
They can get their own gas, damn it. You know what? To heck with it. We're not even doing the contest. Of course we're doing the contest. Outstanding prizes, folks. Be part of the Scotty Summer Text to Win contest here at Civic Media. It is so much fun, and you have until this Friday, June 13th. So you have 2 more days, really, Thursday and Friday. Once again, 7 a.m., 11 a.m., 2 p.m., 4 p.m., texting the keyword on the app, and you can win $100, brewer tickets, and a chance at our grand prizes, a trip to Door County or Baraboo, and gas money. So you cannot beat that. That's another fun contest we're doing here at Civic Media. You know, I think we need to get to our question of the night. What do you think?
Let's talk about the question.
Okay, question.
Question. Question.
Pregunta.
Question.
Question.
Hey, I have a question.
Questions.
This question.
Domanda.
Question.
Question.
Questions.
Well, Conrad's birthday is in the rear view, folks, but that doesn't mean it didn't get me thinking. What age were you when you had your best year? What was your best year? Very simple. 855-752-4842, 855-75-CIVIC. I thought about this quite a bit today. And I think my 30th year, excluding when before my kids were in my life, my 30th year was my best year. I had a lot of fun stuff going on that year. Turning 30, I wasn't looking forward to it as a 20-something, but it turned out I had a great birthday in Marinette. I lived in Chicago at the time, but my wife and I road-tripped home. We had been married for about a year. We moved to L.A. that summer. I got cast in a show with Jim Gaffigan, and it was just a time of change and adventure. So I will say my 30th year was my best year, and I was surprised that was my year too, because I'm in no hurry to get older. 16 to get your driver's license. When I was 12, we moved to Wisconsin. That was an adventure too. I came here reluctantly as a 12-year-old, but ended up really enjoying it, having a blast. And now I call it my home as well. The big 4-0, I don't even remember what I did on my 40th birthday. 21 was a good birthday too. I went to DePaul University, and a bunch of my friends threw me a surprise party at a bar that I started the migration to, that I had been going to for a year. The owner of the bar said, "Wait a minute, you're turning 21 today." And he realized he had been serving me for a year when I was underage, but a cool guy. And that was fun too. But I'm going to say 30. Conrad, what about you?
You know, you think I would say 21, but when I turned 21, it was like right in the middle of COVID.
Oh, that's right.
So, I mean, it was still a fun night. I mean, I went to like a local bar back in Key Wascom with my parents. Because out of my friends, I was the first one that turned 21, so they couldn't even drink with me.
So you went out with your parents.
I ended up, wow. I don't even know how many shots I took there, but the locals just kept buying me shots because I was 21.
You did shots in front of your parents?
they bought shots
for
me too.
Holy smokes.
I had a lot of shots that night, but at the end of it, it was like a party in my basement pretty much.
Okay.
But it wouldn't have been as cool. I was Milwaukee at the time. So like,
yeah, that's memorable.
I wish I could have spent my 21st in Milwaukee. I think that would have been more fun, but it still was a fun time.
They would have bought you less shots. People in Key Wascom probably knew you and your parents. They probably emptied their pockets to get you drunk.
They bought me a lot of shots. But I would probably say it was kind of cool having like a golden birthday where I can still remember kind of. My golden birthday was when I was 10.
When you were 10, yeah, okay.
So I still kind of remember. It was, you know, it was cool like just thinking about it, I guess.
Yeah, that's, and you know, that's memorable during COVID.
Yeah.
You know, you're hanging out with your folks. You got good parents. And all right, so there you go. Conrad's 21st with his golden birthday, a close runner-up. And me, I'm going to say my 30th. I just had a lot of fun stuff happening in my career and in my personal life, so I'll say 30. What do you say? Listeners, we need your help. What age were you when you had your best year? That is what we're talking about here. That is our question of the night. And we will read your texts after, we'll get to that after the break, I think. I'm very excited to talk to Bob Bremerton. This guy, working hard to hustle Sydney Sweeney products. He's going to be here at 6:35. This is going to be an absolute blast, folks. I do want to say, you know, for weeks I've had this on the sheet, this runp.com. This is a website and I think an app that tells you when you should go pee during certain movies. And I meant to use it when I went to see Mission Impossible Final Reckoning, but I didn't. So now, would you remember that? I gave you homework. I asked you to look into that.
I reached out to them. They didn't have like a direct email or something that they had on their website.
Yeah.
So I went to their Facebook and they read it and ignored me.
Really?
Yep.
They don't want to. Do they know we have access to millions of people here at Nightlight with Peach Wama?
Trust me,
they're all listening at the same time.
I said it.
Okay.
I said,
You know what? Forget I even mentioned that. We're not going to promote them if they don't want to come on Nightlight and talk about their stupid run pee. It's a website that tells you when to pee. We don't need to promote that. Forget it.
Yeah.
All right. Let's have that expunged from the record. All right, fun stuff happening here. We're going to read your text when we come back, folks, and I'm going to tell you something funny. This is Peach Wabba Nightlight on the Civic Media Radio Network.
Whatever you do, you love me, you hate me.
listening to The Eagle, WLCX, lacrosse's home for Nightlight with Pete Schwabe.
No more mold. No more damage. No more slipping and hurting. Make your ordinary bathroom extraordinary for only $99 per month. New shower, new door, new tub, new wall, new anti-slip technology. BCI Bath and Shower is made in America for the highest quality. First 50 callers save $1,500 on a never-clear glass-treated door. BCI Bath and Shower. Interest-free financing options. 800-329-4115. 800-329-4115. 800-329-4115.
You're listening to the American Democracy Minute, keeping your government by and for the people. We're following up on a story from last summer when Georgia's State Elections Board voted to allow county election board members to conduct their own investigations before certifying an election, potentially throwing the elections into chaos. The state Supreme Court threw out that and other fringe rules on June 10th. The Georgia Elections Board approved partisan, conspiracy-driven rules just 90 days before the 2024 election, including allowing individual members of county election boards to conduct their own reasonable inquiry before certifying an election. Another rule approved in September required a hand count of paper ballots into stacks of 50 to compare with the machine count total. Pro-voter groups challenged the rules, and last October, a district court judge ruled they were enacted too close to the election and were too disruptive. The Republican National Committee and the Georgia GOP appealed for an emergency order, which was declined until after the election. In a victory for voters, the Georgia Supreme Court found June 10th that most of the election board's new rules were not enabled by state statute. The court allowed surveillance cameras at drop boxes, but struck down most others, including reasonable inquiry investigations, post-election document examination, hand counting, and IDs for family members dropping off mail ballots. Two other rules were sent back to lower courts. We have the 96-page order at AmericanDemocracyMinute.org. I'm Brian Beal.
The Elder Care Locator is here to help you live your best life as you age at home. Our call center advisors are ready to connect you with trustworthy local experts. Help is just a phone call away at 1-800-677-1116.
Rebuilding and refreshing local radio one station at a time. This Civic Media radio station is proud to be a part of your community. Learn more at civicmedia.us.
I love the colorful clothes you wear. And the way the sunlight plays upon her head.
Welcome back. That is the voice and the music of Brian Wilson, who passed away. I think we were just made aware of it today, but I think it happened yesterday. His family made an announcement today. The founder of the Beach Boys, one of the founders, with his brother Dennis and Carl and their cousin Mike Love, were the Beach Boys. And it's funny, I don't know how the rest of you feel. I remember hearing nothing but the Beatles when I was a kid and how they were the greatest ever. And the Beach Boys were like sort of their more, not sterile, but less respected cousin. But I think that changed because I remember by the time I got to college, everybody I knew in that world, in the entertainment world, was calling Brian Wilson a genius and talking about how Pet Sounds was the greatest album ever made. And just such a great, and even in his later years, he wrote the song Love and Mercy, and just an absolute brilliant musician who wrote, I mean, Good Vibrations, In My Room, I Get Around, Sloop John B., all these fantastic songs. Gone at 82. I know he had some mental health issues and maybe some other physical issues, and I know there was a lawsuit about someone who was kind of helping him through his life and had a little too much control, but Brian Wilson's legacy, you know, the stuff some of these artists leave behind is incredible. Say what you want about their personal lives, and I don't know anything about Brian Wilson's personal life. I'm not singling him out, but man, oh man, the legacy they leave behind, the joy they have brought to people's lives through their artistry. And especially a guy like Brian Williams. We'll be playing Beach Boys song a lot throughout the course of the show during the bumpers when we come back from breaks. It's just soul enriching. It's great stuff. And it reminds you, it's this just the sound of summer. And I remember when I first moved to LA, being at the beach and going, oh my gosh, the Beach Boys. Even though I don't even know how much time they spent at the actual beach. But I'm a huge fan. Absolutely love Brian Wilson and the Beach Boys. You know what's weird, though? Conrad, I will say this. When someone who was not the main part of the band is still touring as the band,
I'm trying to think. I think it was the Spinners. There was like one vocal artist who was background who was touring as the Spinners still. And he's got a good voice, but he didn't really have much creatively or creative control over the Spinners. And I think that's kind of how it is. Mike Love was at least the singer of the Beach Boys, or one of the main singers. But he kind of took the band on tour too. Anyway, all right, rest in peace, Brian Wilson. Our question of the night is, what was your best year? You could say favorite birthday, best year. What birthday launched your best year? I say 30. Conrad said 21. Let's read some social media text, shall we? Mike on social media says, the best is yet to come. That's a good attitude, Mike. I think Mike's in his 60s. Yeah, you don't want it to be downhill. You still want to love getting up every morning. My pal Vince Morato, comedian, Chicago-based comedian. He's been on the show. He says, let's see, I was born in 1957, so 1956. Well done, Vince. Layman Rob on social media says when he turned 40 in 1997. Okay. Thank you, Rob. Layman, I mean. It's got to be Rob Layman, right?
I mean, Layman's a cool first name.
I think it's really cool. We know a layman that's a last name. You can rock it either way, I suppose. James Schenkenberg says, when I was 16, 1990. Thank you, James. Glad it was a good year. I hope you have many more years ahead of you. Monica Hale says, 21. I'm 58 now. It's all downhill from there, man. No, it's not, Monica. She says, 46 comes in second. Okay. Reached my goal weight and finally got my BA clearly as a non-traditional student. Well, that's pretty cool. My Aunt Rosie, who sometimes listens to this show, my mom's sister, is like 86 now, I think, maybe 87. She became a doctor of religious studies, I believe. I think I'm getting that right, when she was like 80. So I love that people still want to achieve things in life. And it's important to do, too. You got to have a reason to get up every morning, right? So here's to those with positive attitudes. Let's go to the text line. We've got... so excited to have Bob Bremerton on the show. I can barely control myself. The text line, we got Tyler in Wisconsin Rapids says, I am waiting on the Sydney Sweeney fart bubble in a bottle extract perfume. Once that is released, will be my best year. Well done, Tyler. It's only a matter of time too, buddy. Mark from Prairie du Sac says, I got mono and strep throat for my golden birthday back in 1974. Was not pleasant. Slept 20 plus hours a day for a week. Didn't even have any fun getting the mono. Okay, but Mark, what was your best birthday? What was your best year, not your worst year? That does sound like a terrible start to 1974. But I appreciate the text. There was something I wanted to read. Sean Hannish posted something, the director of Just a Bit Outside. I have to find that on Twitter because he had a great post. And we'll read that too. That's coming up. So what else, Conrad? What else we got? Did you get the donuts thing?
I did.
All right. So here's the lineup, folks. Bob Bremerton is going to be here after the news. He is a Sydney Sweeney Products LLC. He's going to talk about some other products we can look forward to from Miss Sweeney. And I've got a few products of my own I'm going to pitch to him. Maybe I'll pitch Tyler's. And then our pal Rich Tallarico, who wrote for Key & Peele and Saturday Night Live and Mad TV, will be here at about 6:40, about 6:50. Rich has a new project we're going to talk about. He's always fun to have on the show. And then Christina Laurie, we're going to talk about summertime food here in Wisconsin. She does it all at Up North News, and she's listed the best brat, according to Food Network, the best old-fashioned, and the best donut. I know we talked about donuts last week, but we can always talk about donuts. And she will be here at 7:20 tonight. So a fun show. Let us know what your best year was, folks. We are on the heels of Conrad's birthday, and I want to know what your best year was or your favorite birthday. All right, we're going to do all that. The news is up next. We're coming right back. This is Pete Schwabba and Nightlight on the Civic Media Radio Network.
You're listening to the Talk of La Crosse, Eagle 1490 AM. Enjoying this local program? Find the complete Civic Media lineup at civicmedia.us or the Civic Media app.
For 1490 WLCX, I'm Jimmy Cuska. Gas prices continue to slowly fall here in Wisconsin. With more, here's Civic Media's Melissa Kay.
Gas prices fell slightly over the last week, dropping 1.7 cents to land at $2.95 today. This is 3 cents higher than a month ago and over 27 cents per gallon lower than this time last year. We aren't the only state where prices declined. Officials at Gas Buddy say refineries have ramped up output and gasoline supplies surged. There is an overall gentle downward trend across the country as summer progresses.
Here in La Crosse, gas prices have trended just under the statewide average for the past month, currently sitting at $2.95 per gallon. That's about 30 cents cheaper than the average price of gas last June. Concern is growing over severe weather forecasting after Trump administration cuts decimated the agency that provides that service. With more, here's Civic Media meteorologist Brittany Merlot.
The National Weather Service is warning of severe staffing shortages in Wisconsin and that none of their offices in the state have a chief meteorologist. The agency has three offices covering a majority of the state, with the Northwest region covered by offices in Minneapolis and Duluth. And due to federal cuts under the Trump administration, the remaining offices have also cut some of their services, like balloon launches.
June and July are historically the most active months for severe weather in Wisconsin. Once again this summer, Gunderson is offering free meals for children. Amplify Health by Gunderson will serve the free meals at its cafeteria for anyone under 18 years old from 6:30 until 9:30 a.m. and from 10:30 a.m. to 2 p.m. Meals are available Monday through Friday, except for federal holidays. Gunderson will serve the free meals through August 20th. Funding for the free meals comes from the USDA. A full list of summer meal programs for kids in Wisconsin can be found on the DPI website or by calling 211. You can take Civic Media with you anywhere you go with the free Civic Media app. Download it now from your device's app store or at civicmedia.us/app. For 1490 WLCX, I'm Jimmy Cuska.
On your entertainment beat, I'm Pete Schwabba. God has apparently taken a break from helping athletes win games and is focused on Hollywood. According to the Crazy Town Tribune, comedian actress Roseanne Barr is claiming God is the one who told her to send a racist tweet in 2018 that ended up getting her fired from The Conners, which was a reboot of her previous show, Roseanne. Barr says God, by telling her to tweet, helped her wake up, enabling her to be fired from The Conners because she was having nightmares about the show. So God wanted her to send a racist tweet. God still apparently made The Conners quite successful without her, which is odd. If you're like me, you're wondering what exactly is God's angle here, as the Supreme Being remained pretty hands-off when it came to other sitcoms like Seinfeld or Modern Family. Barr also admitted to being on a mixture of Ambien and alcohol on the night of the tweet, which probably made it a little harder for God to wake her. Folks, apologies are out, and nowadays it's about the double down, and this is one of the most convoluted I've ever seen. For more showbiz fun, tune in to Nightlight with me, Pete Schwabba, weeknights from 6 to 8 p.m. on the Civic Media Radio Network.
This is your local Civic Media radio station. Want to hear even more? Anytime? Find all of it at civicmedia.us.
I'm meteorologist Mace Michaels. A severe thunderstorm watch continues west of La Crosse. Scattered showers and thunderstorms tonight. Some could be strong with large hail and brief gusty winds. Heavy rainfall also a possibility. A low within a few degrees of 60. More storms possible tomorrow. Right now it's 78 degrees.
In sitcoms, when someone has a problem, they just blurt it out and move on.
Well, I lost my job and my parakeet is missing. How was your day?
But the real world is different. Managing life's challenges can be overwhelming. So, what do? We get support. The Huntsman Mental Health Institute and the Ad Council have mental health resources available for you at loveyourmindtoday.org. That's loveyourmindtoday.org. See how much further you can go when you take care of your mental health.
Mornings with Pat Kreitlow.
All right, time to visit with Melissa Baldoff as we talk climate issues. Acting FEMA chief told staff he didn't know about U.S. hurricane seasons.
What?
Speechless too.
I mean,
I love it. We're all just sitting here like, what?
If it is a joke, and I don't know that it is, it's not a funny one. We've seen more deadly hurricanes, so we have every reason to expect it will be a bad hurricane season.
Mornings with Pat Kreitlow. Weekdays 6 to 9 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app. Todd Alba.
Hey, everybody. Join us next time. We'll be live from Shawnee, Wisconsin, where we'll be talking with some of the Democratic Party people locally about living in a red county in Wisconsin. Join us.
The Todd Alba Show, weekdays 2 to 4.
round, round, get around.
I get around.
Yeah,
get around, round, round. I get around.
I get around.
Schwabba and Nightlight, great to have you with me on this Wednesday night where there is no parking in downtown Green Bay. That's always fun. Seriously, though, what a terrible week for music. We lost, like I had anything to do with it or knew the guy. I didn't. Sly Stone, Sylvester Stewart, founder of Sly and the Family Stone, passed away. And now Brian Wilson. Just terrible. Our question of the night is, what was your best year? Conrad's birthday was yesterday. Sounds like he kind of took it easy on himself. But what age were you when you had your best year? I said 30. I had just moved to LA. I got cast in a pilot with Jim Gaffigan. And I had a great birthday celebration in Marinette, Wisconsin before my wife and I moved out west. It was just new adventure and fun and just a blast. My 30th year, which when people tell you that at 17, 30 sounds like 50. So I was blown away that I had so much fun as a 30-year-old, and now I'm 92, so it's all downhill. But let us know when your favorite year was. Conrad says 21. He got wasted with his parents. The whole town bought him shots in Keewaskum, yep, Wisconsin, during COVID. So that's memorable, too. Let us know what yours was, though. 855-752-4842, 855-75-CIVIC, or text us on the app. Or if you're watching, text us on the stream at Facebook, YouTube, and X-Twitter, or Twitter, or Twix. This is exciting, folks. Tonight, Christina Lori is on the show in hour number two. Comedian, sketch writer, extraordinaire, and phenomenal actor Rich Tallarico will be joining us in about 15 minutes. Right now, though, with all the craziness going on around Sydney Sweeney's bathwater. That's right. If you haven't heard, we've talked about it excessively on this show, but they've added her bathwater to a soap that they're selling, and Conrad says it's $1,000 a bar right now. It's a little overpriced. So much for President Trump taking care of inflation. But we've got from Sydney Sweeney Products LLC joining us now over the stream. This guy's taking time out of his busy schedule to tell us about some other products, too, and what he's got going on over there at their LLC. Mr. Bob Bremerton joins us on the screen now. Bob, how are you?
You know, Peter, thank you for having us because we've had a heck of a time getting media attention, and all we've heard is backlash. So thank you for having me. I'm doing well.
How do you feel about the fact that people that are buying Sydney Sweeney soap with her bathwater in it, most of them are probably men. They're willing to pay top dollar, and a lot of them probably aren't using it to clean themselves. How do you feel about that, Bob?
Well, look, this is for anybody. This product is for anybody. And whatever you do with our products is completely up to you. We're not supervising the use of these products. And, you know, we want people to have fun with them. No holds barred.
Well, okay, fair enough. Have you tried the products, Bob? Like, do you have, like, a quality control there at Sweeney LLC?
You know, I am allowed to watch. I'm allowed to watch watch the extraction process. But it's a little out of my price range. I put all my money into the company.
Yeah.
And I cannot afford to buy our products. But I do want to talk. I have a few less expensive products. You did quote the price, yeah, of the bar. So we have some more affordable products. Flag Day is coming up. I know a lot of people are going to be giving their Flag Day gifts. So sure. We have some things that people might be interested in.
Oh, I'd love to hear about a few if you don't mind.
Well, of course. Well, again, the bath soap, very expensive, but much more affordable is our hand wash runoff. Hand wash runoff, you know, the water that comes off your hands, sure, after you wash. We capture that when Sydney washes her hands. And we actually sell this as a beverage. Because we found there were so many wonderful flavors and varieties based on what she was, in fact, washing off her hands.
Which would be what? Any idea what, like, how? I can't imagine. She's a big, famous star, Bob. I can't imagine her hands get that dirty.
Well, you know, she does shake fans' hands. She does open doors like all of us. There could be COVID in the hand wash runoff beverage. You just don't know. It's a potpourri.
Oh, nice. What does that go for, Bob? What was the hand wash runoff go well, for?
The soap is $1,000 a bar. This is $800.
Oh, that's pretty good.
For a bottle of our hand wash runoff beverage. But, you know, you don't have to drink it all at once. You can kind of sip and hang. You can nurse it.
I would imagine you could add that to other beverages, too, like make some type of cocktail out of it.
It's a great mixer. And as I said, Flag Day is coming up. There's going to be big Flag Day parties.
Yeah.
So this is the perfect beverage for summer, really.
I love it. All right. Well, that sounds like a great one. Conrad, you got $800. You could probably get on a payment plan, I would assume.
I'm hoping.
It's COD only.
Oh, COD really? Only. Okay. So you can't. I appreciate that, Bob, that you're not making us set up an account or, you know, give us all your information.
We do not want a paper trail.
Yeah. what else you got there, Bob?
Well, look, of course, we've got the eye drops. Now, these are made from Sydney's actual tears.
Ooh.
And the way we made this was we had to show her Schindler's List 100 times to get the tears that we needed. But she's so shallow, the only reason she was crying was because the movie was in black and white. But we do have that on the market. We have our very, very in demand. We're working on these right now. Our earwax candles, and these come Ooh. From her actual earwax. And due to how tone deaf Sydney has been, we suspect that she had a lot of wax in her ears. They do not disappoint. These are all natural wax. The wicks are made from Sydney's dandruff woven together in a sweatshop. And they only come in one fragrance because no matter what we did to the earwax candles, they always smelled like one thing.
Wait a minute. Sydney Sweeney has dandruff with all those access to all those products and Hollywood hair people?
Yes. Well, it's extracted. It's extracted. And okay. It's a benefit to her, too, because it's kind of like, you know, how monkeys clean each other. She appreciates us picking off her her dandruff. And yes, these candles smell like burnt raisin, if anyone was wondering. So if that's the scent you're trying to put in your home, then this okay. could be for you.
That's interesting. And it's disappointing that she had to watch Schindler's List so many times just to get some tears going. Is she, you don't want a bad mouth. I'm sure you have a business relationship with her, but is she heartless or what's going on there?
Look, she's just shallow, you know, and a lot of people are today. So she's really the norm and she's shallow. And, you know, she really only cared about the fact that the movie was in black and white. That's what upset her. And that's how we got the tears.
All right. I'm not going to buy
it. We also have We have a room spray that's made from her actual breath.
Oh,
and
is it
right?
Like...
You can use it in the car. You can use it to freshen up your suitcase if you want your suitcase to smell like chicken soup and Marlboros.
Chicken soup and Marlboros. Does she floss? I want to ask that because I don't know.
Well, I'm so glad you mentioned floss, Peter, because we have floss made from her hair.
Oh, wow. That's
now,
interesting.
We noticed she's a beautiful woman. She's got very good genes and her hair is extremely strong. And we actually have one dentist approval, you know, the 4 out of 5 dentists. Well, the one that always sat the other vote out, he voted for us on the floss. So we have 1 out of 5 dentists recommend Sydney's hair floss. They come in different lengths, depending on what part of the body the hair was taken from.
That's horrible. Wait, can you? I would think you'd have no trouble getting the other 4 dentists to approve. Can't you slip them a bar of the Sweeney soap or something and get them on board?
Look, these guys have had a reputation, a sterling reputation for years.
That's fair.
Of only backing Trident gum. So we found the outlier. We said, who's that 1 out of 5 that won't write? He's a real pervert. So it's wonderful for us.
My guest is Bob Bremerton. He is he works for Sweeney Products LLC, and he is giving us a rundown of some of the products that are available to the public that don't cost $1,000 like her bar of soap does. That was put out by Dr. Squatch. I love how you guys swooped in to get the other products though from her bodily whatever. That was pretty shrewd business there, Bob.
Well, because look, who can afford $1,000 for a bar of soap? Not in this economy. And look, stocking stuffers, do you have a musician in your family? We've got actual guitar picks made from her scabs.
Oh, wow. I thought you were going to go toenails there, but you went a little deeper there.
Her lower body is covered in scabs. I don't know the medical reason why, but we've been drying them in the sun and they are perfect. We're reaching out to Keith Richards to see if he will endorse.
Oh, that'd be a heck of an endorsement. Yeah, no question about that. So that's great. So how much does a scab a guitar pick go for?
They're still going to be $300 each.
Each,
because okay. this is the actual physical matter of Sydney, and we know it's in demand. But that's one of our lower products. That's one of our lower.
It's entry level. What I like about it, Bob, is it's Sydney in pain. It's another side of her. It's not just this whimsical, beautiful Sydney Sweeney. There's some turmoil there. So I think that's great.
Yeah.
What else you got? I'd love to pitch you a few too, but if you, I want to get through yours too, because
I got a couple more and I'd love to hear yours. You tell me how much time we got. I'd be very happy.
Oh, we've got about 4 minutes, Conrad. How are we doing on time? Three or four minutes? Okay. Yeah. Why don't you keep going, Bob?
I'll run through a couple and I'd love to hear your pitches, because we've also got, do you remember that campaign Got Milk? Well, we've got her hooked up to a milker 24/7.
Oh dear.
And, It's exhausting for her. We do have some complaints from the FDA and PETA, who are coming after us.
PETA? So
that's gonna be a hot product, because we're using an actual cow milking machine. But look, if that's too gross, what about upcycled facial masks? It's like a tea bag. You can get a second use.
Oh, no kidding! I love that.
Yes,
that's fantastic. So
this is good for the environment too.
See, she does care.
Of course.
Yeah.
And these products are extremely limited. They're all natural. They come completely from her. And there will be no tariffs on these products because she is from the United States.
Oh, I love that. Oh, you guys have thought all of this through. That is just outstanding. So, all right. Are you okay? I know you probably get people all the time coming up to you, Bob, saying, hey, I got a Sydney Sweeney product. I don't want to be that guy. Conrad and I put our heads together. We've given this some thought. We just have a couple minutes, so if it's okay with you, I'll run these by you.
Please, let's hear it.
How about a toe jam hacky sack? Have you thought about something like that?
Mm-hmm. And maybe the skin of the sack needs to be maybe elbow skin, that very tough skin on your elbow.
Oh, I like that.
You can kind of drive a nail through it. You don't feel anything. I think that'd be a great way to kind of house the hacky.
I think, too. I think, too, it's nice that there's libations coming out of this. How about belly button sweat julep?
Hmm. Especially now, the belly button is one of the sweatier areas on a person.
Right. But it's Sydney Sweeney sweat.
Yes.
Okay.
Yes, I think so. I think that's a go.
Okay. Oh, really? Nice. Did we trademark that, Conrad? Make sure you get that. Sydney Sweeney loogie flavored Irish coffee creamer.
Mm. Yes. I think this is fantastic because, the fun of putting creamer in the coffee is watching it go through the coffee, watching it swirl around. With a loogie, it's going to be more viscous. There's going to be, it's like swallowing the worm with tequila at the end. You're going to get that salty loogie at the end, and that's the real treat. That's going to be one of our higher priced.
And these might be kind of long shots, Bob, but we got to run soon because we have another guest coming on. But Sydney Sweeney vegetarian snot dogs is one. And then how about fudge brownie bites? I won't tell you where those come from. Okay, Bob Bremerton, thank you very much for your time. Good luck. Sell, buddy. We'll talk to you again soon, I hope. This is Beach Wob and Nightlight. We're coming right back with Rich Tallarico on the Civic Media Radio Network.
Cause it's never been beat, and we've never missed yet with the girls we meet.
As Wisconsin is saying the word bag instead of bag, this is the Civic Media Radio Network. It's time for Civic Media's Scotty Summer Text to Win contest right here on this local Civic Media radio station. We want to hook you up with $100 cash, Milwaukee Brewers club level tickets, and the chance to win a summer getaway to the Wisconsin Dells area or an escape to Door County. Download the free Civic Media app in the Google Play or App Store. Then listen in for the keywords during the 7 and 11 a.m. hour and 2 and 4 p.m. hour. Text in the keyword and get set to win. It's Civic Media's Scotty Summer.
Why are interscholastic sports called the last classroom of the day? Because they teach students important life lessons like teamwork, accountability, and perseverance. School sports are so much more than a game. They're about developing the whole person. That's why they're an essential part of every student's education.
encourage your student to participate in the last classroom of the day. Interscholastic sports in Wisconsin. This message presented by the WIAA and the Wisconsin Athletic Directors Association.
America is kept safe because the Army National Guard responds, protects, and supports our nation when it needs them most. The Army National Guard responds to disasters such as wildfires and floods. They protect us with missile defense, cybersecurity, and civilian support teams for chemical, biological, and radiological hazards. Be there for your community and your country. Visit NationalGuard.com to learn more about part-time service. Sponsored by the Wisconsin Army National Guard. Aired by the Wisconsin Broadcasters Association and this station.
The Maggie Dawn Show.
Lily Roberts, she is from the Center for American Progress Action Fund.
They're trying to pretend that this bill would be good for the working class because of this really small carve-out to our tax laws. The no tax on tips piece does not at all even come close to addressing the problem of wages in this country. You know, a third of workers who work for tips in the first place don't make enough money to pay taxes at all.
The Maggie Dawn Show. Weekday afternoons 4 until 6 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app.
Not completing high school is more of a social thing than it was an academic thing. Even though all these years have passed, I still had that longing to have my diploma.
At age 30, Carissa finished her high school diploma.
If you're even considering getting your high school diploma, you can do it.
No one gets a diploma alone. If you're thinking of finishing your high school diploma, you have help. Find free adult education classes near you at finishyourdiploma.org. That's finishyourdiploma.org. Brought to you by the Dollar General Literacy Foundation and the Ad Council.
The Todd Albaugh Show.
State Senator Kelda Royce.
The vast majority of people on Medicaid are already working, and it is Medicaid that makes it possible for them to work. People who are disabled or have chronic illnesses and without that health care, they would be out of the workforce. They would have no ability to participate in the economy, and now they can. Medicaid is one of the greatest workforce programs this country has ever built, and they are trying to dismantle it, and with it, they're going to take people's lives and economic security.
The Todd Albaugh Show. Weekdays 2 to 4 on your local Civic Media radio station. And on the app, as Wisconsin is hitting the road on your Harley. This is the Civic Media Radio Network.
Hey, this is John Grise, also Uncle Rico, and you're listening to Nightlight with Pete Schwabba.
We come on this loop, John B., my grandfather and me, around Nassau time.
Welcome back. You cannot, I don't know if I've ever met someone who didn't like the Beach Boys. So, Brian Wilson, I have all their albums. I cannot thank him enough for his contributions to mankind. Great stuff. Our question of the night is, what was your favorite year? On the heels of Conrad's birthday, let us know. Text us, stream us, app us, however you can do it. Christina Laurie is coming up at 7:20. We're going to talk about some of our favorite Wisconsin summer foods. She puts all these lists together on Up North News. So much fun. And she gets a lot of info about Wisconsin food from the Food Network. The Food Network has favorite Wisconsin products, too. We'll talk to Christina about that at 7:20. Right now, it is my pleasure to welcome back to Nightlight one of our frequent flyers here. He's become a good pal. And it's always fun to have him on the show. He has written for Key & Peele, SNL. And while he was at Key & Peele, by the way, Conrad, I don't know if you knew this, he wrote the substitute teacher sketch.
Oh, that's a great sketch. That's a great sketch.
Great sketch. And he's written for Mad TV and SNL and Jay Leno, and he's got all kinds of amazing writing credits. The very funny Mr. Rich Tallarico. Hey, buddy, how are you?
All right, Pete. Conrad, thanks for having me.
Wait, are you hanging with Bremerton tonight?
I'm at the Bremerton place. This is one of his the ladies that he dates lives here. He doesn't live here.
Oh, okay. I imagine that. He's a mover and a shaker. You're in good company, buddy. But Rich, how are you?
I'm great, Pete. How you doing?
Pretty good. So you told me the other day when we talked that you're chilling in central or near Niagara Falls, right?
Yes, I can see the mist from here. I'm very close to Niagara Falls, and I'm here for a few months. I'm producing a project based on a script of mine about the first person to go over Niagara Falls in a barrel, a lady named Annie Edson Taylor.
Oh, my gosh. Okay, is she the same person you sent me this? All right, I got confused. I thought that's outstanding. That thing, like, writes itself, I would imagine.
It really did. I went to sleep and elves came into the room and wrote it when I was sleeping.
All right. I love this. And she was not a spring chicken when this happened, right? Tell us all about Annie Edson Taylor, please.
No, she was a fall turkey at that point. She was a 63-year-old charm school teacher, Victorian, proper, taught young women how to acquire husbands through grace lessons, through manners. And she did well, and she taught around the country, kind of had some, you know, crisscrossing the U.S. teaching her classes. And she settled in Bay City, Michigan in the late 1800s and opened a charm school. But the problem was it failed because a lot of young women, as the century was turning to the 20th century, were interested in becoming suffragettes, were interested in finding a voice. They didn't care about wearing corsets and, wow, you know, acquiring husbands through grace classes. So she really hit the skids and was about to kill herself when she got a realization that she could reverse her fortunes if she became a daredevil. So the script is called The Widow Daredevil, and it's about how she does complete this stunt. Her manager, and this is based on a true story, steals her barrel and goes on a speaking tour without her. And then 10 years later, a man does the stunt and goes over the falls in a barrel and gets all the credit and accolades and world fame that she never did.
Okay, that makes sense now, because when you said that, I could swear, I didn't want to sound stupid. I was like, wait a minute, I thought a guy did that. So how did you find this story, Rich? Is it because you're from that area, or do you have a connection to the estate or something?
No. I remembered Annie because when I was younger, I grew up in near Utica, New York, in a little town called Frankfort, if anyone is familiar. And, you know, we would come to Niagara Falls for school trips. And, you know, my family took us here, and there were always displays about Annie and this little lady and her barrel that she basically reinforced and welded and did all the design. And, you know, she built straps in it for her to hold on to. And I mean, you think about like a race car driver, you know, they're going hundreds of miles an hour and they have all this protection.
Yeah.
All she had was like a little heart-shaped pillow that she kind of held in place on her head. And then they closed the barrel, and the you know, the wall of the, or the ceiling of the barrel held that, you know, heart-shaped pillow on her head. And she went over the falls. And a lot of people tried it after her. There was a guy who went over, and when they found the barrel, all that was in there was his arm. So she was, you know, very smart. She knew how to do it, and she worked hard to, you know, complete the stunt. And she famously said, "I'd rather be dead than have no money."
Every once in a while, you know, I love running across characters like this. They, as they get older, and it kind of plays into our theme tonight, like Teddy Roosevelt resigned as the Undersecretary of the Navy and led a charge up a hill because he didn't want to send guys into battle. Annie Edson Taylor was broke, and she turns into a daredevil. Like, where are these people in modern day society, Rich? You don't see people like this anymore.
Yeah, you're right. I don't know where they are. I guess we'll have to inspire some with our project. But, you know, the story beyond that, you know, it did end in kind of a sad way because she never really got her due, and she lost her eyesight eventually, and she moved to the falls, and she would sell these pamphlets with her life story in them. And that's how she kind of lived out her days. So for the film version, you know, I was thinking, well, I want to find what's the positive ending here, you know?
Yeah.
And I thought, well, she taught for many generations. You know, she taught a lot of young women. They had to have been watching her. They had to have been inspired by her courage. And the subtitle of the movie is Barrels of Courage. And I thought, well, you know, maybe there's a young woman that, you know, that helped the suffragettes get the right to vote. And maybe it was inspired by Annie. So I kind of created another character, which is fictitious, but she does stay with Annie through all of her adventures because Annie hired detectives to try to find the barrel. So that's in the story. And then I also have some scenes where she's, you know, crossing paths with people like Tesla and, you know, people from the temperance movement.
Very cool.
Carrie A. Nation. There's a scene with her and Carrie A. Nation, which is
Rich,
fictitious.
Let's pick it up. Let's pick it up right here after the news, okay? We're coming right back. This is Peach Wabba and Nightlight with Rich Tallarico. Let me go home.
Soaring high above La Crosse.
This is Eagle 1490 AM WLCX La Crosse and streaming everywhere on the Civic Media app.
ABC News, I'm Dave Packard. Demonstrators against President Trump's immigration crackdown expected to rally for a sixth evening in Los Angeles. The tone of the demonstration seeming much calmer today. Los Angeles County Sheriff Robert Luna urging protesters to make their voices heard peacefully.
We will facilitate all peaceful First Amendment activity.
As opposed to last night when LAPD Chief Jim McDonnell says three individuals were arrested and charged with attacks against officers.
These were deliberate attacks. Acts of that injured officers who were simply doing their job out there to protect the public.
U.S. and Chinese officials say they've reached a tentative agreement to get trade relations back on track. Details scarce, but President Trump said China will make it easier for the U.S. to get much-needed magnets and rare earth minerals. In Gaza, the IDF says it recovered two bodies of deceased hostages in Khan Yunis, a city in the southern part of the Gaza Strip. This is ABC News.